listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A group of Perth school students are being offered counselling after a school camp tragedy. An abseiling instructor fell to his death yesterday in front of children at Bride's Cave in Borinup near Margaret River. The 53-year-old couldn't be revived. Sergeant Simone Taplin says the students returned home last night.
The children were in shock and not really understanding of what had occurred, so it was important that we had that conversation with them and that we had support networks in place for them should they need them.
38 pole top fires have caused widespread power outages affecting more than 17,000 properties at its peak. Yesterday's rain is being blamed for the fires, cutting off services mainly across Perth's southern suburbs. Western Power's Zane Christmas says they're still working to reconnect about 2,000 homes and businesses.
With this type of pole top fire damage, it requires pole replacements and, you know, within the metro in particular areas, I guess you imagine, where there is an outage, there's a fair bit of planning that goes into that.
Firefighters are strengthening containment lines around a blaze near Gingin. The alert level has been downgraded to an advice for Yeal Nature Reserve and the western part of Coonabidgee. Officials say it's no longer posing a threat to nearby lives and homes. The opposition is maintaining its pressure on the state government over issues at the Perth Mint. It wants the Premier to compel the Mint's board chair, Sam Walsh, to deliver a statement on what he knew about the sale of diluted gold bars. In sport, Australia is batting first in the first one-dayer against India in Mumbai. Alex Carey is out of the match due to illness. Josh Inglis is his replacement. And an expected scorcher in Melbourne will force the roof of Marvel Stadium to be closed for tomorrow's match between West Coast and North Melbourne, while new Kangaroos coach Alistair Clarkson believes success will eventually return to the club.
But if we get the stability and the relationships right within our footy club, then we're really, really confident we can climb ourselves back up the ladder again.